Show Me the Science, Life's Biggest Questions and How Science Answers Them, written by Luke O'Neill and read by Ruairi Cunahan. Do we have control over our lives? You probably think you're listening to this audiobook because you chose to. You probably think you're free to do whatever you want. You go through your life looking at your options and deciding what to do. I'll have a pizza for dinner. I'll support Shamrock Rovers. I'll study French instead of German. I'll drop out of school, live in a yurt and stop showering. It seems like we are in control of our own destiny. And yet, when you scratch the surface, it's not quite so simple. The idea of free will is the idea that we can make any choices we like. We all have a strong sense of freedom, which makes us believe that we can do whatever we want in life. But free will is one of those ideas that tie philosophers up in knots. Note: philosophers study knowledge and the nature of reality. They spend their days arguing about big ideas, coming up with theories, and writing long, complex papers. Unlike scientists, who do the same thing, but with microscopes. End note. Some philosophers say that we only think we have free will, that everything we say, do, and believe is down to the conditions that we live in, that we have no control over our future at all. Others think the whole idea of free will is ridiculous. A lot of what happens to us happens by chance, instead of us deciding to do things. And anyway, if free will is real, surely we would make better decisions. Why would we choose to do silly things, like eating that third slice of cake, buying those diamond-encrusted sunglasses, or following that interesting bird into the middle of a busy motorway? Many philosophers have got into some pretty heated arguments over these ideas. Some have probably lost the free will to keep thinking about it. And so, science enters the fight. Time to roll up our sleeves and set those philosophers straight. The great thing about science is that it allows you to predict the future, if you know where you're starting from. If you fire a cannonball of a particular weight with a particular force, you can predict, using maths, exactly where it will land after you've fired it. In other words, if we know the rules of the game, everything that follows, even our own complex human lives, should be predictable. But as we'll find out, it's not quite that simple. Gene machine. So how do we make decisions in our day-to-day lives? First, a lot comes down to our genetic makeup, the hardwired information that is passed down to us from our parents. There are variants of genes that affect everything about us, from how good we are at sports to what foods we like, and these will change our behaviour. Genes passed down by your parents may even influence how often you poo. Did you know that there are genes that make some people hate the taste of coriander? So, if you're one of those people, choosing an Italian takeaway instead of a Mexican one is still a choice, but it's one that is influenced by your genetics.